G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series where we are looking at excerpts from the teachings of Seraphim of Sarov of the 18th and 19th centuries. He is one of the most renowned Russian saints in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Part 10. Fasting. The leader of feats and our saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, before setting out on the feat of redeeming the human race, fortified himself with a lengthy fast. And all ascetics, proceeding to work for the Lord, armed themselves by fasting and did not set out on the path of the cross without the feat of fasting. They measured the very success of their asceticism by their success in fasting. Despite their fasting, and to the surprise of others, the Holy Fathers did not know weakness, but always remained hearty, strong, and ready for the task at hand. Illnesses were rare among them, and their lives were extraordinarily prolonged. During the time that the body of one fasting becomes thin and light, the spiritual life attains to perfection and reveals itself through miraculous manifestations. The spirit then performs its actions as if in a bodiless body. External feelings are as shut out, and the mind, renouncing the worldly, ascends to the heavenly and becomes completely immersed in the contemplation of the spiritual world. Yet not everyone can take upon himself strict rules of abstinence from everything, nor deprive himself completely of all that serves to relieve infirmities. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Matthew 19, verse 12. One should take enough food every day to strengthen the body, so that it can be a friend and helper to the soul in accomplishing virtues. Otherwise it can happen that through the exhaustion of the body, the spirit may weaken. On Wednesdays and Fridays, particularly during the four Lenten periods, follow the example of the fathers and take food once a day. And the angel of the Lord will affix himself to you.
Thanks for listening. As we look at this ancient book of the church, come back every day to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later. Dave Roberts, signing out.